Morning. Good morning, Dr. Schneider, dictating a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Janice Lambert. This goes to Dr. Partis on 11-17-22. Mrs. Lambert performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there was no significant airways obstruction or bronchial reactivity period. Compared to a prior study dated 4-26-22, there's been no significant change. Period. New paragraph impression. Minimal restrictive lung disease without airways obstruction, without bronchial reactivity, showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Claude Rogers. On 11-17-22, Mr. Rogers performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there was a minimal impairment in flow rates, period. After bronchodilators, there was complete reversibility of the airways obstruction with continued minimal reduction of forced vital capacity. The paragraph impression, minimal reversible airways obstruction consistent with asthma with a minimal restriction of lung volume, period. The study could also be explained by an improved effort after bronchodilators, period. Next is a 6-minute walk test on the same patient, Claude Rogers. On 11-17-22, Mr. Rogers performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 95%, period. After walking 388 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 94%, period. In paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on Rebecca Clark. This goes to Dr. Bocook on 11-17-22. Rebecca Clark performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period prior to, performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, room air saturation was 95%. Period. After walking 373 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 95%. Period. New paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on Terry, T-E-R-I, Turner. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn. On 11-17-22, Mrs. Turner performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 98%, period. After walking 422 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 97%, period. No paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Larry Cliborne, C-L-I-B-O-R-N-E. This goes to Natasha Anderson, F-N-P. On 11-17-22, Mr. Clyburn performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired and there's a very severe impairment in flow rates without improvement after bronchodilators. Compared to a prior study dated 7-13-22, there's been no significant change, period. The air velocity index from the current study is less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC is less than 0.8, period. The paragraph impression, very severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Next, 6-minute walk test on Joyce Owen. This goes to Dr. Thompson and to Dr. Browning. On 11-17-22, Mrs. Owen performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 95%, period. After walking 258 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 89%, period. New paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance with insignificant demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Joyce Oren, O-R-R-E-N. Goes to Dr. Browning and to Dr. Thompson. On 11-17-22, Mrs. Owen performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired. There was a severe impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEV25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators. Period, new paragraph impressions, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry in William Rideway. This goes to Dr. Tai. On 11-17-22, Mr. Rideway performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. And there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with complete reversibility after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 4-26-22, no significant change. Period, new paragraph impression, a minimal reversible airways obstruction consistent with asthma or improved effort after bronchodilators, showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry in Jerome Kirkman. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 11-17-22, Mr. Kirkman performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. And there was a moderate to severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 5-17-22. There's been no significant change period of paragraph impression, moderate to severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next would be a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Catherine. That's K-A-T-H-E-R-Y-N. Jordan, and this goes to Dr. Mick Williams. On 11-17-22, Mrs. Jordan performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 5-10-22, there's been significant deterioration of lung function, period. New paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing significant progression compared to 5-10-22. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on John Shipman, SHIPMAN. This goes to Oceanside Family Medical. On 11-17-22, Mr. Shipman performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired with moderate impairment of flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEV25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 5-12-21, there's been no significant change in the pre-bronchodilator study, period. The prior study showed more bronchial reactivity than currently. Period, of paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing less bronchial reactivity, but otherwise no significant change, period. Yep.